So I'm reading through Dave Barry's History of the Millennium so far, and I'm up to May 2005. I'll just read out loud for you.
Thank you.
The runaway bride story totally dominates the news, becoming so gigantically huge that some cable TV news shows are forced to divert precious resources from the Michael Jackson trial. But in the end, sanity prevails, and Will Banks is forced to accept responsibility for the trouble she caused, ultimately selling media rights to her story for a reported $500,000. In other show business news, millions of middle-aged people without dates wet their Luke Skywalker model underpants with joy as they view the final installment of the beloved Star Wars series. Fans hail it as the least tedious Star Wars in decades. Many are stunned by the surprise ending where it turns out that Darth Vader is actually Robert Blake. Director George Lucas announces that having fulfilled his artistic dream, he will now retire and learn to write dialogue. Tom Cruise, seeking to counter the increasingly widespread view that he is an orbiting space module, jumps up and down on Oprah's couch. And in world news, members of the newly elected Iraqi parliament demonstrate a surprisingly sophisticated grasp of the principles of American-style democracy by voting to build a $223 million bridge to a virtually uninhabited island off the coast of Alaska. All of that from the mind of Dave Barry, who joins us now here on KMOX. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
Want me to just read on with the rest of the book?
Would you mind just reading the book?
You
have a very good, you have a good delivery.
I'm available for the audio version, Dave.
What audio version? No, go ahead, Paul.
I was just going to say, pretty ambitious, taking on an entire millennium.
Yeah, I'd say that was the biggest criticism I've gotten, is that a lot of people feel that, when I say I've written a history of the millennium, that they, the argument is technically the millennium's not over yet. In fact, there's like 900 and something, years to go.
Yeah.
That's, I would say, and I agree there's a point. There's a little picky, I think. I think, I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm just saying it's the first history of the millennium that's out there, and as far as I know, the best one so far.
But I will say that you actually took the time to also write the history of the previous millennium.
I did, it's an amazingly compact version, considering it's 1,000 years. I covered it in around 25 pages. By leaving out a lot of the boring parts, such as Asia. There's pretty much no mention of Asia in there. But there's a lot of stuff in there that a lot of your top historians will not tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an example. Did you know that the letter Napoleon Bonaparte, of course, is a very famous figure from the previous millennium. Did you know that the letters in Napoleon Bonaparte can be rearranged to spell rent and abalone poop?
No, I did not know that.
A lot of people don't know that.
My father was a historian, never mentioned that to me.
But look it up, Paul. It's true.
Well, I get the feeling, even though you're writing now about the third millennium in your book, that you miss the second millennium, don't you?
I do. It was a good millennium. A lot of good things happened. I was born in it, for example.
Me too.
Yeah, that's two of us. And that'll never happen again.
No, that's right.
Yeah, it's all been downhill since then, and then there's global warming and hip-hop. I don't know. Things have just gone wrong.
This is a collection of Dave's year-end columns, which he's been writing for a number of years, although did not write one in the year 2001, based solely on the fact that 9/11 sucked the wind out of everything else that year?
Yeah, because I do every year. I write the year in review right around October, around Halloween. And October of 2001, you probably remember what the mood was.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought, I'm not going to sit down and write a bunch of jokes about this year and then kind of like stop at 9/11. It just didn't seem right. So I left it out. I didn't do the year in review that year, and I just put a little paragraph about it in the book.
Just like the millennium does not have to be over to write the book, he can come up 993 years short.
Sure.
He does the year in review in October.
Well, I have to. I finish it in November, so I do include some actual November events. But I have to make up all of December every year. And yet, I've discovered over the years that whatever I make up, it's usually fairly accurate. Certainly as accurate as everything else I've.
Have you ever gotten to the end of a year and all the years you've been doing this and thinking, well, that was the silliest and stupidest year ever. No one's going to top that.
Every year I think that. Every year. I read the one before and think, wow, that was a pretty stupid year. But look at this year already. Seriously, I'm going to have to write another year in review soon. And when the paperback of this book comes out, we'll include that in it. But look at the year we're having, okay? Just a couple of names to throw at you. Senator Larry Craig. This is, the wide stance has entered our vocabulary this year. We've got Taser Boy already. Don't tase me, bro.
Yep.
O.J. Simpson. The gift that keeps on giving. O.J. came back.
I know. It's been a great year.
What is going – can you imagine, like, okay, any lawyer will tell you, if you are already – you know, have had some troubles with the law and you are missing some of your memorabilia and you think somebody might have it in a hotel room, the absolutely ironclad legal way to go about getting it, go get some guys with guns.
Yes.
What was he thinking?
And the great story I read over the weekend was the value of all that memorabilia.
What was it?
It was less than $1,000 total.
That's what I'm saying. Like, OJ, sign some more stuff.
Yeah.
Moron.
Well, how about if you go to the store, buy a football, and write OJ on it?
Exactly.
Talking with Dave Barry. Dave's new book. Let me get the plug in, for goodness sake.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
Dave's new book is called Dave's Barry, History of the Millennium So Far. Now, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, do you think it's like, it's like cash for OJ. He could just carry a football with him when he goes into a restaurant.
Yeah.
And just sign it, you know, and give it to him, because that's how pathetic we are. We still assign value to merchandise because OJ Simpson has signed it.
You know, he is a great representative of your state.
Oh, man. Everybody ends up here. It's really, we're the state that started this millennium. I mean, I'm not one of those people who believe the millennium. I believe, you know, it started with the year 2000.
You went for the whole Y2K thing.
Yeah, enough of that. And we were the state that launched, really got this decade off to a roaring start with the Florida election of 2000.
Yep.
Florida, you can't spell it without duh.
You know, I do this thing, Knuckleheads in the News, on my show every afternoon, just the most bizarre stories. And I have to warn you, as a, you know,
a lot of them are Florida.
Well, right. Florida has held the title as the Knucklehead State for a long, long time. But I got to warn you, the nation of Germany has been catching up lately.
It's coming on strong.
Yes, we have noticed a trend here. Have you seen this in some of the stories that you've seen?
Yeah, but I think it's because there's, like, is it Anna Nova or something? There's a news service over there that just seems to sit around all day finding examples of guys who set fire to their own testicles and things like
that.
Right, you know?
Right.
So anyway, not that I'm saying we don't have anybody doing that here in the state of Florida.
Well, that, you know, you can have whatever theory you want, but I believe that many Floridians have moved to Germany.
I don't think they'd be able to get there. You know, they get lost on the way, or they drive into a building or something. Really, this is the state that could not punch holes in pieces of cardboard. You remember that? I mean, we failed. It makes you wonder, if you can't punch a hole through a piece of cardboard, how do you handle other simple mechanical tasks? How do you make toast? Like, if you go to these people's houses, do you find pieces of bread stuffed directly into the electrical outlet? You know? You know, because, like, everybody's like, whoa, it's a very complicated ballot. No, it wasn't!
No, not at all.
You got a punch hole in it! You just punched the hole! Anyway.
You know, as I was reading through the book, right there at the beginning, you start in 2000, and even before the Election Day debacle, the year started right there with Elian Gonzalez.
That's right. We had the whole, that was down here, all Elian, all the time in the state of Florida, every 3 minutes. Now, here's a trivia question.
Yes.
From that era. A famous television news journalist, if that's not an oxymoron, Elian Gonzalez was one of the many people that over this millennium have, we, you know, for brief periods of time been hugely famous.
Yes,
there are other examples, but Elian was one of them. He was like, everybody had to get that interview, the Elian interview. Even he was like a 6-year-old that didn't speak English, but everybody had to get that interview.
Right.
And this woman managed to get, I'll give it away, she was a woman, got the interview. And in the interview, she stood on her head and let Elian squirt her with silly string. Who was that TV journalist?
Dave, I'm going to go with Diane Sawyer.
That's very good.
Yeah.
All right. That's very good. Okay. Now you ready to try for the bonus?
Okay.
What did Martha Stewart, this is my favorite single quote from the entire millennium. She was on. This was also on CBS. She was CBS, and she was chopping ingredients for her salad. And I think June Clayson, I think, was the name of the host.
Okay.
Who kept bugging her because she wanted to know about, like, Martha was having her problems then that ultimately sent her to jail. What did Martha say to her? It's the greatest quote from the entire movie.
Well,
millennium.
Let's see. I know she didn't say, I'm not here to talk about the past, because that was
didn't
McGuire.
Say that.
That was Mark McGuire.
It was better, yeah, right, because we wanted to talk to Mark about the future.
I don't know. What was Martha's quote?
He said, I want to focus on my salad. And honestly, think about it. If we could all just focus more on our salad, this world would be a better place.
It really, really would. You know, I mentioned Y2K a moment ago. Have you used up all of your Y2K supplies yet, Dave?
Yeah, that was really terrible. Mostly, I just had gin.
Do you think there's somewhere in this country where someone still has a room in their house with duct tape and plastic sheeting and cans of peas?
I know. It's like it's just all these things that you know, whatever we think is important at the time never turns out to be important. Okay, here's another name. Jennifer Wilbanks.
Yeah, the runaway bride.
Very good. Now, see, I say that a lot of people look at me like, what? And yet, for a brief period there, she got more publicity than all of Africa.
That's right.
Why? Because why? What did she do?
Her eyes bugged out.
Nothing really. Yeah, exactly. And then she had big eyes.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything. She ran away. Everybody's worried. And then he found her. She was fine. And yet, for reasons to this day, I don't really understand, because I was there when it happened. It was like, runaway bride, the runaway bride. It was all over. It was everywhere. And then it just sort of went away.
Now, as a historian, Dave, and you're not just a Pulitzer Prize-winning humorist, but also now a historian.
And a world-class weightlifter. And a male underwear model.
I can't list all the credits. We don't
have
time.
Lying. We might as well just go ahead, anyway.
Would you say that this year, 2007, which is not included in the book yet, but will be eventually in some later edition, that this year could be called the Year of the Drunk Starlet?
You know, I was, when in my earlier thinking about this year, I was thinking, okay, this is definitely Paris and Brittany and what's the other one? Lindsay Lohan, the talent-free drunk year.
Yeah.
But, you know, they didn't have that staying power. They really didn't. Well, Brittany did, she kind of got that, she did pretty well lately with that unbelievable performance. Did you catch that?
Yes, at the VMAs.
Where the dancers were kind of like shoving Britney around, she's barely able to stand up. But I don't know. I just think, you know, Paris completely disappeared. Paris, we know you're listening to the show.
Yeah.
Where are you? You never call, you never write. We're worried.
There was a picture of her climbing a fence somewhere last week, and I actually saw the picture and actually clicked onto the next page without reading what it was about. I just don't care anymore.
I know. Something happened there. Paris kind of, she went to jail, and then we had that real frenzy there. It was kind of like the Runaway Bride. When they had the helicopters hovering over the building,
right,
where Paris was inside getting a rain for like I don't know, and remember, it was like hour after hour, you turn on Fox, you turn on CNN, there's the building, Paris is still in the.
It's out of control. Dave Barry.
Now the Runaway Bride is going to come out of the building, you know.
Dave Barry's new book is called Dave Barry's History of the Millennium So Far. It's out in bookstores now. Buy it up now, and then put an extra space on your bookshelf for the next Peter book, which is coming out in November, and I already know that you and Ridley are going to be together on the show in November, because I have been asked to MC your evening together.
We're so excited. We're going to be there. Yeah, Ridley, I bet Ridley's listening right at this moment. He lives in your listening area.
He lives in Kirkwood, yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we're excited. We're going to be there. It's going to be fun.
That event is going to be November 14th at the St. Louis County Library headquarters branch on Lindbergh. And
I think you should clarify what you mean by our Peter book. Just, you know, just clarify that.
Yeah.
It's a biography of Larry Craig.
I'm leaving now.
I apologize.
You should.
I asked you about that.
No, it is the third and perhaps last in the series of books that Dave Barry. I'm sorry?
Prequels to Peter Pan, yeah.
The prequels to Peter Pan that Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson have written. And my daughter absolutely loved the first two and is waiting to read the third one. It's actually sitting in a hidden place in my house now. It's the next novel she gets to read after she finishes the one she has to read for school.
Oh, okay.
So you're kind of the incentive for her to read ahead of the class now, Dave.
Okay.
And it's called Peter and the Secret of Rundoon. And that'll be out in the beginning of November. And then Dave and Ridley are going to come to town and we'll talk much more about that next time around. But in the meantime, go buy yourself a copy of Dave Barry's History of the Millennium So Far. And if you don't mind, Dave, a little plug here to buy it through KMOX.com, because we've set up a deal with Amazon that when you click and buy it through the bookstore that we have on KMOX.com, a portion of the proceeds will go to St. Louis Children's Hospital.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful thing.
Terrific cause. So congratulations on this, and get to work on the history of 2007 already, for goodness sake.
All right, I will get on that right now.
I'll see you in November.
All right, man, thank you.
Dave Barry here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.